We brought a new young man into our family. We have a chassan by the name of Zev Feller. And he got engaged to my daughter last night. So, Baruch Hashem, our house was electrified, and it was very difficult for anyone to sleep last night. But and we're making at breakneck speed. We're making plans for a chasana, Beis Hashem, and a getushah. We're going to do some learning over here, which is always a breath of fresh air to be able to learn a little bit. We're doing Mishnah Hay in Chulin Perek Ches, and over here. The Mishnah we just finished right before we did Chazar and all that, I think. The Mishnah says, Kevas Nachri Vishel Nevela. And it's always good to have the Gemara that gives us a little bit of an insight into what it means. It means that Kevas Nachri is Shel Nevela, Reza Asura. Now, I don't know the way this thing works exactly, but they used to take part of an animal that was shechted. Now Kevas Nachri means an animal shechted a behema, and it becomes a Nevela. And they take part of that and they use it in order to create cheese. So they use it, they put it in the milk, and the reason they do that is somehow that creates, I don't know if it separates it or somehow it isolates it, but they use part of the intestines of the animal in order to create the cheese. Maybe it's the rennet, I'm not sure exactly what it is. So what happens if you have a kevas nachri shel nevela? So hariza asura, this is going to be asur. What does that mean? That means that the milk that's there is going to have the isur of the nevela. Now the Mishnah says amaimid ba'or shel keva. So hold on a second. I think I just I got a little ahead of myself. I think over there it's talking about the keva itself. The keva's nachri itself is asur. If there's already inside of it milk, but the Mishnah is going to say hamaimid ba'or shel keva ksheira. But if someone puts the milk that is regular good milk that he took from outside, and he puts it in the or shel the keva, then it's going to be kosher im yesh b'noisin tam reza asura. If somehow this intestine is going to give, the rennet is going to give it a flavor, so then it drew flavor from a dummer that's usr, then it's going to be usr. Now, ksheira she yonka min hatrefa. Let's say you have an animal that's a ksheira animal, and it's nursed from a trefa animal. So the milk that comes out of the trefa is going to be trefa. So kevasa asura. So the milk that's going to be found inside of the intestine of this animal is going to be usr, because the milk itself, it just kind of like went through the animal's system and is now found, but it's trefa milk. It's found inside of a kosher animal, but it's trefa. Now what happens if it's a trefa shiyanka min aksheira, but the other way around, you have a trefa animal, and it is nursed from a kshera animal, so kevasa mutera, so any milk that's inside of its intestines is going to be mutter. Nay, shakonos bimeya, it's just being gathered together in its stomach, but the milk itself actually comes from whoever the animal nursed from, which in this case would be a kshera. Now Mishnah Vav ends with telling us, this is the end of the perek, telling us the that there is a contrast between chelev and dam. There's an iser chelev. Choymer b'chelev mi b'dam, v'choymer b'dam mi b'chelev. This is a regular type of technique that the Mishnah does, contrasting them and saying that each one has one choymer the other one doesn't have. So choymer b'chelev, what's the stringency in chelev? She'chelev moylem boy v'chayov anolav mishum pigol v'noyser v'tamei. Mashen kim b'dam. When it comes to chelev, so aside for the regular iser chelev that exists, the person can be over the iser mi'ila, which means that if he's nana from the chelev of a carbon, he's going to be chayv to bring a carbon mila. And so that's the moilim. But v'chaylov mishum pigol, if let's say someone was mefagal a carbon, so the chelev also carries that iser, and the iser nicer, and also tame. If a person eats the chelev of a carbon with in his guf is tame, he's going to be chayv mishum chelev and mishum achilas kachim bituma. Those are all things that exist. So chelev can carry the duality of the iser chelev plus me'ila, pigel, nicer, and tame. Mashen kein b'dam. Dam, however, is not like that. Dam, there's no iser me'ila on dam, because the whole din of chelev, it says that the pasuk says that chelev was given l'chaper v'loy l'me'ila. And there's other psukim that says that the only thing that's aser is something that's lachem, and this is anyway not lachem. So dam doesn't have any of these things. the dam doesn't have any of these isurim. There's only an isur that a person is not allowed to eat the dam. Now chaymer bedam, there's a stringency of dam over chaylev shahadam no yeheg bebehema chayev oif. The isur of dam exists by all those three categories, behema chay and oif. Bein b'tameim, bein b'tahirim. Whether they're tummy or they're tar animals, whether or not they're allowed to be eaten or not. But this chelev is only on an animal which otherwise you could eat the animal, so therefore the Torah asks you from eating just the specific part of it, which is the chelev. That's the end of the eighth parak. The ninth parak starts. The ninth parak is going to speak about something called tumas oichlim and tumas nevelas, which we spoke a little bit about before when we were speaking about the shilya, the embryonic sac, which is not really an oichel. But and whether or not it has the din of the tamatunas the velas. So over here, the Mishnah is going to give us a whole list of different things and speak about what type of tumah they do have or they don't have. We will continue with that and more, hopefully, tomorrow, my dear friends. Make it a great day.